ready, sir.
Yes, Nick.
Sir, I just wanted to report to you. You were quite right, as you usually are. I was asked to stay on, and this will be announced sometime after December the 5th.
Well, that's good. Awfully glad, Nick.
Well, I just want you to know, sir, you were so kind to me and so thoughtful, and I will stay on and do the best I can.
Well, you do a good job. The government's good to have you. And first thing you make them agree to do is to keep ex-presidents brief so they don't make an ass of themselves, and tell him that your instructions have been to tell Eisenhower everything that I know. Tell Truman everything I know that he'll hear, and neither one of them ever abused it, unless it is abused. You think they ought to tell Johnson the same thing? He's told me many times that's what he wants to do, but do that so that sitting down there on the ranch and everybody asking you from time to time what's happening, commenting and imagining that you're one or two men that have been president, you need good information. And when you asked me what to tell him, I said, everything I know, everything you tell me. And that's what I told Buzz Wheeler and the rest of them to do with Truman, with Eisenhower. And I've had a perfect relationship. And I really want to help him because we're in trouble. And I know the trouble I've had, and I don't have the answers. And I hope he does. I want to help him get them any way I can. But I can't have them unless I have a little information. And from time to time, I want somebody to come down, and I don't want to have to go to Dick Russell or somebody in the House or George Mahon or somebody. I want somebody to come down, and you, first thing you do is just get authority. The same way that I gave it to you for him. For you to, so we don't go behind his back, but get authority for your people to tell me as much as you can. And I don't think you'll find that I leak it, and I don't think you'll find I'll use it for partisan reasons. I think I'm real comforted that you're going to be around, because I think you've been a good, loyal, competent, dedicated man to your country. And your country first, and then your president, and I'm mighty proud of it, and I'm happy. And I think maybe that make our relationship a little bit better, because he asked me twice about it. I think that that shows that he's not at least envious.
Right, sir. I'll do it, Mr. President.
Okay.
Right.